3. I've struggled with what I was going to do this past week, especially after the past Wednesday night when we marched around this room and wanting the walls to fall in this place, wanting the burdens in our life to fall down and get out of the way. And I wanted to bring, just keep on marching. And God said, that's not where I want you to go. And tonight, now that I've got here, I've done had two people confirm tonight where I want, where God has put me. And in Acts chapter number 3, and verses number 1 through 14, if I could title this tonight, it'd be, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? In Acts chapter number 3, and verse number 1, if you would stand, as we honor the reading of God's Word. Acts chapter number 3 and verse number 1, it says, "And now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them which entered that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms." Verse number 4, "And Peter, fastening his eyes upon John, upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk." In verse number 7 it says, "And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And leaping he stood up and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the Beautiful gate of the temple. And when they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him." In verse number 11 it says, "And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch which is called Solomon's Great Wondering." Verse number 12, and it says, "When Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, you men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk?" In verse number 13, "The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go." Verse number 14, it says, "But ye denied the Holy One and the Just One, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you." Let us pray. Dear and Father God, as I come to you tonight, Father God, I just want to thank you, Father God, that you seem fit to use an old sinner like me, Father. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, that you seem fit to save an old sinner like me, Father. Lord God, I thank you tonight when the Holy Ghost sits down in this place, there's something that's got to happen. There's something that's got to break loose. There's something that's got to change tonight, Father. Lord God, I pray tonight, Father God, the Holy Ghost of heaven, it'd sweep through this place. It'd touch hearts. It'd touch souls, Father God. Lord God, I pray that we not walk out the same way tonight, Father. Lord God, I pray that you be with that family, Father God, that Sister Christy's talking about. I pray that you touch that woman, Father God. I pray that you touch the man tonight, Father. Lord God, every prayer request around this house, Father God, I pray that you'd reach your hand down, Father God. I pray that you'd be with Brother Donald Cole and that family, Father God. I pray that you continue to give them peace and comfort, Father. Lord God, I pray, Father God, that you'd move in a mighty way, God. Just get me completely and totally out of the way. And Lord, we love you tonight, God, and I pray that you just sweep through. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The Bible tells us here in the book of Acts that when the Holy Ghost shows up, there's going to be some things go on. There's going to be some things that will take place in your life. There will be some things that take place in my life when the Holy Ghost shows up. And you said the Bible don't even talk about the Holy Ghost in Acts chapter number 3. Oh, no, it don't. But if you'll look back in Acts chapter number 1, it's when the Holy Ghost fell. In Acts chapter number 1 is when the Holy Ghost come down, and who it fell on was Peter. It fell on the apostles. It fell on the ones who was following Christ. But tonight, just as we see time in and time out, the Holy Ghost, it'll sweep through this place. It'll sweep through our pews. It'll sweep through our hearts. It'll sweep through our minds tonight. My question tonight is, what are you going to do? What are you going to do when the Holy Ghost sweeps through on your heart? What am I going to do when the Holy Ghost sweeps in and touches my heart? Tonight, there's a few things the Holy Ghost, it'll demand of you. There's a few things it'll ask you to do. There's a few things it'll put on you. But tonight, the very first thing the Holy Ghost it'll ask you to do is it'll ask you to change. It'll put a change in your life. If you'll see in verses number one and two, it says, "Now when Peter and John went up together into the temple in the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb who was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask an alms." I want you to know this morning when they took that man to that gate and they laid him there, it says on a daily basis they took him there. We'll get to that point here in a little bit. But it says that he was desiring for an alms. He was asking an alms every day, day in and day out. He laid at that gate asking for an alms. If you look up what an alm is, because if you're not smart like I ain't, I didn't know what that was. What that is asking for money. Asking for a little bit of change along the way. I want you to know this man, he desired a change in his life. He desired some pocket change in his life, maybe to feed his family, maybe to do something with it. That's what he was doing. But I want you to know the Holy Ghost, it desired a change as well. It desired a change in that man's life. He didn't want him to stay in that same state that he was in. He didn't want him to stay in that same place that he was laying in. He didn't want him to do all them things that he had been doing. He wanted him to change. We sing a song here, "I want to be different. I want to be changed." I want you to know the Holy Ghost, when it comes in, it's going to demand that there be a change in your life. Number one, there's a desire for change, but also there's a direct change. If you look in verse number 7, let's read verse number 6 first. It says, "Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk." In verse number 7, it says, "And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. But the next word there is immediately. Immediately. I want you to know there was a direct change in that man's life when the Holy Ghost stepped in. When the Holy Ghost come up to that man, there was a direct change. There was not only a desire for change anymore, because if that man didn't have the desire to change, when Peter lifted down his hand to help him up, all he had to do was stay there. All he had to do was stay there. I want you to know when the Holy Ghost sweeps through, if you don't want to get out of the sin state you're living in, if you don't want to get out of the state you're living in tonight, when he sweeps by and reaches out that hand, he's knocking on that heart's door tonight, you don't have to get up. This man, he didn't have to get up. I want you to know tonight there must be a desire for change, but there must be a direct change, but also there'll be a dynamic change in your life when that Holy Ghost sweeps through. I didn't know what dynamic was either, but it was one of them big words that popped in my head with a D. I said, that'll work. I looked it up. It said, dynamic is full of energy. Full of energy. Verse number eight, it says, "And he, leaping up." I want you to know, if you ain't never walked before and you can finally stand up, I'm pretty sure you'll be excited. He was dynamic in his change. Number one, he leaped up. It says he stood and he walked and entered with them in the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. I want you to know when there's a change in your life swept through by the Holy Ghost, when he sweeps through and he changes that life, boy, that change in your life is going to be dynamic. It might not mean nothing to me. It might not mean nothing to the deacons. It may not mean nothing to the preacher. But son, it'll be dynamic in your life. Boy, there'll be excitement in your life. There'll be something going on in your life that's a dynamic change. I want you to know tonight that when the Holy Ghost comes into your heart, there's going to be a change somewhere. There's going to be a change. But also, he's going to put a charge on you. He's going to put a charge on you. In verse number 6, it says, Peter reached out his hand. He said, "I don't have money. I don't have silver. I don't have any of these things I can give you. But what I do have, I'll give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, stand up and walk. Rise up and walk." I want you to know when the Holy Ghost comes into a lost man's life, when the Holy Ghost sweeps through and he touches that lost man's heart, he puts a charge on them. You can either get up or you can stay where you're at and you'll die going to a devil's hell. He says you can either get up. That's the charge on a lost man tonight. You can get up. You can go tell others. That's what this man done. He got up and his second charge was to get up and go tell. To get up and go tell, just as a saved man ought to be doing. He ought to be going and telling every day just how good Jesus Christ is. Just how good God's been to him. He says, you can get up and you can go. That's my charge on you. That's what the Holy Ghost puts on you. That's what he's going to put on me. That's what he puts on a lost man. That's what he's going to put on everybody. It's a charge to get up and go tell. But also, tonight, he's not only going to change you and put a charge on you, But Brother Hagin, he's going to give you confidence. He's going to give you confidence. In verse number 9, it says, "And all the people saw him walking and praising God." In verse number 10, it says, "And they knew it was he that sat for alms." They knew it was him. These same people that walked by and probably talked bad about him and probably done all these things about him because they didn't like him sitting at the church asking for money, that's not godly like. That makes our church look bad. That makes things look bad. You walking in here with a drug addiction, it makes our church look bad. You trying to do stuff with the men's group, and you got alcohol addiction and drugs addictions, and you cuss like a sailor, that makes our group look bad. This man, he didn't care. He knew the Holy Ghost done swept through and changed his heart. He didn't care what his past looked like. He knew that he had to change, and he had a charge put on him. So he had confidence through Jesus Christ to go and do what God has called him to do. He gave him confidence to face the doubters. He gave him confidence to face fear that he might fall. And he gave him confidence to overcome the troubles in his future walk. I want you to know Jesus Christ, he'll do the same thing for you. When that Holy Ghost sweeps through and touches your heart, as a lost man, he'll do the same thing for you. But tonight you may be thinking, and I really hadn't gotten to the good stuff yet, but you may be thinking, I've done had that change, and I've done had the charge put on me, and I've done had confidence. The day I got saved, that's what Jesus Christ done for me. You're exactly right. If you've been saved, he's done put a change in you. He's done put a charge on you. He's done put confidence in you. But that was to the lost man tonight. That was to the lost man in this place tonight. Tonight I want to look at what God does for the saved man. What the Holy Ghost will do when it sweeps through your heart for a saved man. Hebrews 13:8 says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same. He cannot change. He cannot lie and he cannot change. That's who God is. So tonight, for a saved man, I got the same 3 points. Number one, there's a change in you. When that Holy Ghost sweeps through and he touches your heart and you hadn't been what you really needed to be, but He sweeps through anyway, just as he did last Wednesday night. We swept through this place and the Holy Ghost was moving in a mighty way. He's going to put a change in your life. He's going to put a change on your heart. If you'll look back in verse number 2, it says, "Whom they laid daily at the gate." They laid him daily at the gate. Probably for years, they laid him there at that gate daily. And you know what Peter did? I'm sure he walked through that same gate every day. I'm sure he walked through that same gate every day. Probably tossed him a little bit of change out every now and then when he felt good. And probably done them things. But today, this day, when Peter walked by, there was a change in Peter's life. He done had the Holy Ghost put on him. There was a change Peter seen with God's eyes. I want you to know when Peter walked by, he seen that need in that man's life. He said, look in verse number 4, and it says, "And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John." I want you to know that when Peter walked past this man this last time, he couldn't walk by him again without seeing the need. I want you to know when that Holy Ghost sweeps through and he gets in a saved man's life, you'll start seeing things go on around you that you didn't see before. You'll start seeing people with hurting hearts that you didn't see before. You'll start seeing people that have needs that only God can meet that you didn't see before. You'll start hearing things. It says, I wrote down that you'll start to see with God's eyes. You'll start to hear with God's ears. And you'll start to care with God's heart. But not only will God or will the Holy Ghost change you, but he also puts charge in you. See, in Acts chapter number 1 and verse number 8, he said, "And after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, then you receive power. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." I want you to know Peter and James and John and all the apostles and all these people that walked with Jesus, they already knew what God had told them. Sometimes it slipped their mind just like it does us. But in Acts chapter number 1, verse number 8, it says, "You shall receive power." I want you to know tonight, if you've been saved, there's been a change in your life, and the Holy Ghost sweeps through, there's a charge put on your life. You have power in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Peter used the power that has been given to him. When Peter swept through that place, he knew that there was a charge, and he knew that that man, he needed a change in his life. He knew that that man, there was nothing else Peter could do. There was a charge that was put on Peter that he needed to start using the power that Jesus Christ had given him. Just as I do in a daily walk, and I walk by and people give me the opportunity day in and day out to tell them about how good God's been, about how good of a Savior He is to me and how He's washed all my sins away. Every one of them. And I'll sit back and I'll cower down and I'll forget. We see all the time people in need. Baby Landry, we had a prime example here. Well, we're going to pray for them. We're going to do these things. But here's what we're really going to do. We're going to put an offering bucket at the back and we're going to take up an offering, and whatever money, we'll put that towards the doctor bills. We did that here at this church. I don't know if y'all remember it, but we did. We've done it multiple times for all kind of different occasions. I want you to know what it says in Acts chapter number 1, verse number 8. It says, but you shall receive power. You shall receive power. Peter remembered that power that had been put on him. He said, you know what? I'm kind of sick of just throwing money at everybody's problems and make myself feel better. Jesus Christ told me I had power. I'm going to test that power out. And just as we did with baby Landry, we circled around these walls, and we started calling Jesus out on what he told us. He said, you got power? We're going to use that power. I want you to know tonight, if you're going to walk in the charge of Jesus Christ, you must walk in that power that He's given you. I want you to know tonight, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they got through in that fiery furnace, and they used the power that Jesus Christ had put on them, that God had put on them. When Daniel walked through the lion's den, he had the power of Christ on him. You could go throughout the whole Bible and you got power because there's been a charge put on your life. There was a charge put on them guys' lives. There's been a charge put on your life. There's been a charge put on my life that we must use that power. But also, he's put confidence in you. Just as Hagin said a while ago, he don't have confidence sometimes to talk about how good God's been. I want you to know tonight that a lot of times in my life, I don't talk about God because I'm not very confident in it. I'm not very confident in myself because I've got flaws. I've got failures myself. I've got things that I let hold me back day in and day out, and I don't have the confidence that Jesus Christ says I'll let you walk with. But if you look in verse number 14, 13 and 14 there, it's talking about how Peter was talking to the people in the church. The people in the church in the temple there. It said, the God of Abraham and Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, have glorified His Son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied Him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. And here's what gets me. It says, but you denied the Holy One. Peter told him, but you denied the Holy One. I know Brother Hayden brought up this weekend in his Bible study, talking about how sometimes he didn't have the confidence to go tell people that was doing wrong and stuff that he had done wrong in the past. And we all agreed on it. We've all been there. We all do that daily. Somebody's got a drinking problem and they know you used to drink and you don't want to go tell them, hey, this ain't going to work. Somebody's strung out on drugs and you used to have a drug problem. You don't want to go tell them, hey, that ain't going to work. You remember who denied Jesus on the day of His resurrection? Peter. You remember who denied Jesus not once but twice on the day of His resurrection? Peter. You know who denied Him three times? Peter. And here he is calling the church out. You're the ones that denied Him. But you denied the Holy One. But you denied Him. I want you to know the only reason Peter could come out and say, but you're the ones living in that state. It's because Peter knew that he had confidence through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Ghost of heaven, that he had done had that charge put on him. There done been that change in his life, and he could walk in confidence that Jesus Christ was his Savior, that Jesus Christ was the one who bled and died on that cross for his sins and your sins and my sins. I want you to know this week, as you walk and you'll see people along the way that's got sin problems, and they know your sin. They know everything you've ever done. They know everything you're going to do. Jesus Christ has given you confidence to walk right on through them. He's given you confidence to walk right on through them storms and through them trials of life. He's given you confidence to be the powerful man or woman of God that He's called you to be. He's given you confidence. He's put that charge on you because He's put a change inside of you. Tonight I want you to know something that just as I said before, that lost man, or the lame man, he didn't have to stand up. He didn't have to stand up when Peter stretched forth his hand and tried to help him up. He didn't have to. He didn't have to do all them things. He didn't have to stand up. He didn't have to leap. He didn't have to go into the temple. But he'd stayed in that same state he was in. Just as a Christian will, boy, you'll stay in that dead state just as long as you can if you don't just get up. You can deny the Holy Ghost all you want to. If He comes knocking on my heart's door and I deny Him, He'll go on to the next one. And if they deny Him, He'll go on to the next one. He may not come back to me. He might, but He might not. Tonight, if the Holy Ghost of heaven is knocking on that heart's door, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do? What are you going to do with it? Let us pray. Dear Father God, as I come to You tonight, Father God, I don't know, I may have made a flop out of this, God, but I pray, Father God, that You just move on somebody's heart tonight, Father God. Lord God, I thank You for that change You put in my heart, Father God, some many years ago, Father. Lord God, I thank You for that charge You put on my life some many years ago, Father God. God, and I thank You that some many years ago, Father God, You give me the confidence to walk as a child of God. But God, I thank You that every single day I hit my knees, Father God, and that Holy Ghost comes into that same room I'm at, Father. Lord God, You still put that change in my heart. Lord God, I thank You that You still put that charge on me, Father, to go out and be better and be what You've called me to be, Father. Lord God, I thank You, Father God, that You don't only stop there, but You give me confidence to walk through this weary world, Father. Lord God, I pray tonight, Father God, that if somebody here is just not living the way they're supposed to be, Father, Lord God, some old Christians done been beat down by the world, Father God, done been ragged out by sin, Father God, and Satan tells them they ain't worthy. Lord, old Peter wasn't worthy to stand up and tell them they was the ones that denied Him. Lord God, I pray tonight, Father God, that You just move in a mighty way throughout this church. Lord God, I pray that You be with the pastor as he's gone on vacation. Father God, I pray that You give him a great time. Lord God, I pray that You give him a restful time, Father God, and I pray that You just give him peace this weekend. Lord God, I pray that You be with each and every one of these folks as they go throughout their week. God, I pray that You touch them, anoint them, and bless them in a mighty way. Lord God, we love You. Lord God, we do thank You. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. The altar is open tonight.